Taoiseach Coidre Thófáilte roimh go dtí ar chláir Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Dhéanamh Cóidre Thófáilte roimh go dtí ar chláir Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard and I want to welcome you to this very special edition of Sounds Irish. It's very special because it's right on the middle of our St. Patrick's Festival. Yes, we have St. Patrick's Day, but we make a big day of it over here, maybe 3 or 4 days. And it's the St. Patrick's Festival. So just by way of a sort of a greeting to you for this time of the year, I want to say La Eala Pádraic Chuna Dhibh and a very happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. This is a very special programme this week because what I'm doing, I'm including a lot of the most popular tracks that we've played on Sounds Irish during the past 12 months. Also, I'm fitting in some songs that are all around the world associated with Ireland. As I said at the beginning, a very special time for us here in Ireland and for all Irish people around the world. So no matter what radio station you're listening to me on, I know a number of radio stations take the programme now. If you have any connection with Ireland whatsoever, whether it was your great-grandfather or great-great-great-great-grandmother, it doesn't matter. If you have any connection with Ireland or any liking for Ireland at all, this programme is for you, okay? And I hope for our immigrants abroad that it will bring back happy memories of us back home here in Ireland. We're always thinking of you. So let's ask Dennis Day to explain the obvious to us.
It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. The sidewalks of New York are thick with Blarney. For sure you'd think New York was all Killarney. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array. We're feeling so inspiring, sure, because for all the Irish, it's a great, great day. It's a great day for the Irish. Oh, it's a great day for fair. I want to tell the world how good I'm feeling. I want to do some good old Irish reeling. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array. And as we go a-swinging, every Irish heart is singing. It's a great, great day.
I was looking for the Judy Garland version of that, but the copy I had wasn't great, so I substituted it with Mr. Dennis Day. I think he played the policeman in the movie Nellie Kelly, and didn't Judy Garland play? Anyway, look, we won't go down there, but that was the obvious. It's a great day for the Irish. Here in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day and around that particular time, most towns in Ireland have their own parades where we demonstrate all the businesses and the community life of each town. Here in my own town of Bray, on St. Patrick's Day, we have a parade, and various towns, as I say, around the country do their own. And some parades are quite big. For instance, the massive one in Dublin, of course, which is an international parade, and it could go on for a long, long time. Moving on, and again, I want to point out to you that many of the tracks on this week's programme will be of a vintage variety, including this one. And whenever you hear it, it goes back to 1949, by the way. Whenever you hear it, it certainly brings you back to Ireland. Bing Crosby.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Clara and watch the barefoot gossoons at their play. Just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. For the breeze is blowing o'er the seas from Ireland, are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the upland digging praties speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us just for being what we are. But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, and faith, I'm sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Pure, unadulterated nostalgia from Bing Crosby, as I said, going back to 1949, and his interpretation of the song Galway Bay. And believe you me, friends, Galway Bay is beautiful, situated on the west coast of Ireland, and, well, one of the most popular tourist attractions here in Ireland. But we'll be mentioning tourist attractions as we go through the programme. Now, Ireland as a whole, if I say to you the word Ireland, tell me a colour, you'll say green. Here's Brian Call telling us all about those lovely green fields of Ireland.
In soft summer breezes, our wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland.
Over the moorland and over the lea, across the Atlantic, oh, what do I see? The high hills of Antrim, the coastline of Clare, the green fields of Ireland will welcome me there.
We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be.
In soft summer breezes, our wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland. I stand by the harbour, oh, what do I see? A great ocean liner is waiting for me. There's young people leaving for lands far away. All we ask is the right for the golden days.
We are an island way out down the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be.
In soft summer breezes, all wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland. I pray that the end of the troubles will come, and we'll bury the hatred along with the gun.
And the neighbor once my enemy will call me his friend. And the green fields of Ireland will unite once again.
We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. In soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland. Oh, we are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. In soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland. Our hearts in the green fields of Ireland.
Brian Call telling us all about the green fields of Ireland. Now, here's a song for Ireland. Now, this is a song that was recorded. It was a huge hit for Mary Black, and it sums up Ireland. Actually, it was written by somebody who came to visit Ireland and was so taken with the country itself, travelling around and seeing all the various attractions and beauties of our country, that he wrote this particular song. It's Luke Kelly. Now, Luke Kelly, an icon in the Irish folk scene for many years, no longer with us, he's gone to God now, but this is his interpretation of the song, Song for Ireland. And if you listen to the lyrics, it sums up the beauty of Ireland.
Walking all the day near tall towers where falcons build their nests. Silver-winged they fly, they know the call of freedom in their breasts. Saw black head against the sky, where twisted rocks they run the sea. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play. Saw one touch the bow, he played a reel which seemed so grand and gay. Stood on Dingle Beach and cast, in wild foam we found Atlantic bass. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Walking all the day with true friends who try to make you stay. Telling jokes and the news, singing songs to while the time away. Watch the Galway salmon run like silver, dancing, darting in the sun. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland. Dreaming in the night, I saw a land where no one had to fight. Waking in your dawn, I saw you crying in the morning light. Sleeping where the falcons fly, they twist and turn all in your air blue sky. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland.
Luke Kelly and A Song for Ireland. One of the joys of being a musician for me, particularly living here in Bray, is to play in a local hotel in which we get a lot of visitors, a lot of tourists, mainly from the UK and Scotland, but quite a lot of them from America. And I remember last year, yes, it was last year, I had finished playing for one such function. We had a big group of visitors who were over from the US. And when I was putting my gear away, I was speaking to them and they were speaking to me about the various music and songs that I had sung on Irish material. And I just said to one of them, "Why did you come to Ireland? What made you visit Ireland?" And I figured it was something to do with all the, you know, the publicity, the television commercials that are on all over the world about Ireland. And she said, "No, I remember a good few years ago when I was a teenager and I saw the movie The Quiet Man with John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. And I made up my mind," she said, "all those years ago that I would one day visit Ireland." Now, she said, "It's taking me many, many years to fulfill that ambition, and I'm so glad I did." So from the same movie and filling in with our usual Daniel O'Donnell slot, we're going to hear now Daniel O'Donnell's version of the theme from that movie, The Quiet Man, The Isle of Inishfree.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. For sure a body's bound to be a dreamer when all he loves are far away, and precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him to a land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Inishfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely see the beauty or the magic. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wonder o'er green hills and dreamy valleys and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels and see the rivers laughing as they flow. And then into a humble shack I wander, my own sweet home, and tenderly behold the folks I love around the turf fire gathered on bended knee. The rosary is told, but dreams don't last. Though dreams are not forgotten, when we are back to stare reality, and though they pave the footpaths here with gold dust, I still would choose my isle of Innisfree. I still would choose my isle of Innisfree.
Tarsi Vegeshtuk, Sounds Irish, Lumsa Joe Bullard. You're listening to Sounds Irish with me, Joe Bullard, and I hope you're enjoying the programme. Now we're going to drop in on a hoolie. A hoolie, as I said so often on Sounds Irish, but I do repeat myself because each week we are picking up new listeners and some of them may be slightly puzzled as to some of the remarks I make, so nothing is new. We're going to drop in on a hoolie, a party that's given by the Irish Rowers. It's been a bit sleepy, so let's liven it up. Round of applause, please, and you can feel free to join in the chorus.
Come into the parlour, there's a welcome there for you. And if your name is Timothy Pat, as long as you come from Ireland, there's a welcome on the mat. If you come from the Monster Moran, Killarney's Lake so blue, we'll sing a song, we'll make a fuss. Whoever you are, you're one of us. You're Irish, this is the place for you.
Come into the parlour now and make yourselves at home. Come into the parlour, sure you won't be on your own. This big McGee and his rap for gig and his rap PM will do. They say McGilligan's daughter doesn't know the taste of water. There's gates and stuff to singing out and there's room for half the town. Bottles of the water if you want to wash it down. And if you're Irish, you're sure of a welcome. There's a hoolie on at Hannigan's house tonight.
To weddings, boys, to every fancy hall. And when we play for funerals, we play a match of song. All the drums go bang, the simple clang, and the horn is played away. Be happy with the old bassoon, all Ireland's pipes to play. Innocent, venison, tools, and blue, the music is something grand. From credit to all Ireland, be back the Maris band.
and so on and so forth. They were living it up, were they not? The Irish Rovers there. Now, I think I've mentioned it on Sounds Irish at least once a week in the last good few years that Ireland must be the most sung about country in the world. Every one of our 32 counties has a song about it. On this next little medley, we're having songs from Ulster, three of the counties of Ulster, which is one of the four provinces of Ireland. Ulster has actually nine counties in it, although a lot of people just think there are six. There are nine. And here we have the Wolf Tones, and they're singing three songs from the province of Ulster for us.
There's one fair county in Ireland with memories so glorious and grand, where nature has lavished her bounty. It's the orchard of Erin's green land. I love its cathedral city, once founded by Patrick so true. Ah, but there in the heart of his bosom lie the ashes of Brian Boru. It's my own Irish home, far across the pond. Although I've oft-times left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, whose cities near or far, sure my heart's at home in all Ireland, in the county.
Far across yonder blue lies a true fairy land, where the sea ripples over its shingle and sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring the bee, and the green glens of Anne are calling to me. If only you knew how the lamp of the moon turns a grey Irish bay to a silver loom, you'd imagine the picture of heaven it would be, where the green are calling to me. I just stepped in to see you all, I'll only stay a while. I want to see how you're getting on, I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again to greet you all and all, for there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. For there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal.
Three in one there, the boys from the county Armagh, the green glens of Antrim and the homes of Donegal, all from the province of Ulster there. Earlier on in the programme I was speaking to, and we were listening to Brian Call singing about the green fields of Ireland. Well, here we're going back to that colour green again, because when Johnny Cash came to Ireland for the first time, he was so taken with its beauty that he was rather sad to leave it. He'd had a great holiday, and on his way home on the plane, he put together this little song to remind him of his trip to Ireland. And one thing that struck him on his holiday was the various shades of green that are in Ireland. In fact, to quote Johnny himself, there were 40 shades of green, and he wanted to let people know how much he missed Ireland and how much he was longing to go back to it again.
Green, 40 shades of green. I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea. From the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores of Dunedee, I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows with their 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bogs and spade the turf, to see again the thatching of the straw the women glean. I'd walk from Cork to learn to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
Johnny Cash and his own song, 40 Shades of Green. Now we come to a song that I love, an Irish song that I love. I love most Irish songs, but this one takes me back to my childhood. My mother had a wonderful repertoire of Irish songs. She hailed from Cork, but she only knew about two songs from Cork. The rest of them, well, they're from all over Ireland. And I can remember her as I was a very young child and her singing this song to us many, many times. It's the story of the spinning wheel. The young girl who's spinning with the spinning wheel, and her blind grandmother is sitting by the fire, and she says, "Eileen, I hear a noise outside." And she says, "Granny, it's only the sound of the autumn wind." And I hear another. And she's saying, "Granny, it's not what you think it is," more or less. Anyway, what it is, this young lady, her boyfriend is outside calling her, and he's saying, "Get up on the stool and through the lattice step lightly, the window, get out through the window." And she's casting a glance at the blind grandmother who's sitting by the fire and who's slowly falling asleep. And eventually the girl steps up on the stool, spins the wheel with one foot, and then jumps up and goes out and leaps. Anyway, here's the wonderful version of this song by Anna McGoldrick, "The Spinning Wheel."
Mellow the moonlight to shine is beginning. Close by the window, young Eileen is spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting is crooning and moaning and drowsily knitting. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly, the young maiden sing. I hear someone tapping to the ivy, dear mother, against the glass flapping. I surely hear somebody sighing. It's the sound, mother dear, of the autumn winds crying. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel wide. Of a young maiden sing. There's a form at the casement, the form of her true love, and he whispers with face bent, I'm waiting for you, love.
The west coast of Ireland, there are a group of islands called the Aran Islands. One of these islands is called Inishir, or the West Island. I want you to listen to now Cherish the Ladies, that's the name of the group, led by the whistle player Joni Madden, a haunting theme, and it's called Inishir.